Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I remember seeing the satire article that said something about Altar Server getting hyped up for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is what we celebrate today. So every year now, I think about this 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time and just kind of laugh and remembering that article. But it's actually relevant to what's moving to me today in the Gospel. So I'm going to read you from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from a fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So I was in the military, and we just got off celebrating Veterans Day this week. And when I think about this passage, no one knows the day or the hour, I remember doing a night guard in basic training, which was essentially throughout the night, two people, you and your battle buddy, had to stay up and keep this log and just look for visitors. And really, and no one is ever going to stop by because you're on the space and whatever. But there was, the drill sergeant would stop in randomly. Every night, usually once or twice. And the real test was, are you sleeping? Right? Because you have to wake up and do your hour. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're sitting there with your buddy and you're not really supposed to be talking much. Or if you do, you're going to wake up all the other guys who are sleeping. But we'd get, if you were caught sleeping and not ready at that hour when someone stopped by, the drill sergeant would wake everyone up. You'd all go outside, you'd do a bunch of push-ups and workout, and then you'd all go back to bed. But we never knew the hour or the day. But the gift of this passage for me today is we know what's going to happen, but we don't know when. Right. And even today on this day, I'm going to be a sponsor for my nephew who is getting confirmed. And I know I have a master's degree in theology. I know what's going to happen today. And I even know when and what a gift it is to anticipate that. And we have all these different realities in our life of we know what's going to happen. And we know when. But as I work with people in their spiritual life, this is the tough reality, right? They know that God loves them. They know he has an incredible plan for their life to give them great joy and peace. But oftentimes when they're speaking to me, they don't have it yet. They know what's going to happen. That's even a question I might ask sometimes is, in 100 years, you'll likely be in heaven and all will be revealed to you. and all that you desire will be fulfilled. What a gift. We know it'll happen, but we don't know when. So we have this balance of knowing or not knowing when, right? And so if we knew when, would it help? Or would it, or wouldn't it? Right? If I remember going to adoration, having a holy hour where I did the first hour of the day from midnight to one, and I would fall asleep all the time. I even got so lazy where I would get in there, I'd wait till the person before me left. I would set the alarm on my phone to be about 10 minutes before the next person came in, and I would just sleep. Right? I knew they wouldn't come until 10 minutes before. No one ever came until those 10 minutes before. Was that helpful or was it not helpful? Right? There's this beautiful reality of why are we waiting? Why don't we know? And it should just build up this eagerness or this hunger, this desire of the unknown, and prepare us for what's coming. There's a deeper preparation that's intended to be happening. Finally, the thing that I hope we might get from today is, if we do know, are we taking full advantage of that information? Right? We know I spent several hours with my nephew in preparation for confirmation, going through his packet of materials. And we tried to prepare well so that we could fully receive the gift that was to come. We know we'll be at Mass today. We know we can go to Mass tomorrow or next Sunday or whenever you're going to go. But if we knew what was really happening at Mass and we knew when it was going to happen, how would it change things? And what a gift is it that we do know? But in many things, we do know what's going to happen, but we don't know when. To sit and discern that reality in our life in so many different ways is an invitation for us today. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the unknown. We thank you for the insights and the revelation of what's to come. And Lord, we ask that we would trust you with the unknowns, that we would be prepared at all times and anticipate the great glory, the great joy of your presence, of your kingdom in heaven. But Lord, only you know the hour and the day. And help us to trust you in that. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.